been unmuted.
Entertain a motion to come out of recess into public into regular session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
I second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of October 17th. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters. The first is Friends of Cape Enlope and State Park, thanking the council for its donation, and the other is from the Nanticoke River Arts Council, again, thanking the council for the donation. That's
all. Thank you. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council? Okay, public comment. There's nobody in the room here, I guess. So, operator, would you check online, please, for public comment?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
We'll close public comment. Mr. Lawson, your report, please.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. I have it somewhere in my file. Thank you, Mr. Moore. County Administrator's report for October 24, 2023, item 1. I'm pleased to announce that the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada has awarded Sussex County its Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for the 2022 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. This is the 21st consecutive year that the county has received this prestigious award, acknowledging the financial report. The award is among the highest forms of recognition for government accounting and financial reporting. Congratulations to Gina Jennings, Finance Director and Chief Operating Officer, and Kathy Roth, Finance, Deputy Finance Director, and the accounting staff for their efforts in achieving this award. Item 2, a reminder, the Council will not meet on Tuesday, October 31st. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held Tuesday, November 7th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. It seems like Mrs. Jennings and her staff always are getting congratulations. I'm telling you, awesome job you're doing. Awesome job. We really appreciate it. Okay, no medal orders, no Parker, old business. Jamie?
Good afternoon, Mr. President. We have two items of old business today. The first is conditional use number 2350, filed on behalf of Beaver Dam Enterprises, LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held on September 19th. This is a conditional use for multifamily, two units to be located at 30857 Saddle Ridge Way, Lewis. County Council left the record open after the public hearing on September 19th to receive additional comments and to receive a recommendation from the Commission. That has now been completed, and should Council wish, you can close the record. So.
Okay. We can close the record, and then you'll put it on a future agenda, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that was from both of them, correct?
That's for the record was left open for CU 2350, and the next item is traveling with it, but that item, ordinance 2311, that the record is closed for that.
Right, so, okay. So we can deal both those in the next meeting or whenever we want to do that.
If you wish, yes.
Okay. So. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's it.
Oh, Mr. Medlars. Boy, you almost missed it today. Yeah. No, we start at 1 o'clock.
Mm. 3 minutes in.
Right on the dot.
So good afternoon, Mr. President, Council members. So we have the request to release a request for proposal, sort of like a duplicate, but has to do with the solar installation on the lagoons at Wolf Neck. It has a couple of benefits. It's an incident where several positive things come together. So with us looking at an outfall, whether that is the canal or the ocean, we don't want algae in that, especially not in the canal outfall. So initially we had considered, which we were actually working in the Inland Bays project, to put a full cover on that discharge lagoon to stop the algae growth. Now, if you were to install the solar panels, you would actually be reducing the light transmissivity by 90%, which is better than putting balls in. You know, that's another option.
Right.
In order to achieve that equivalent, you have to have three layers of balls to get to that same light reduction. So that's probably the biggest benefit. So, but then you get paid for it, and not to say the least, we also you have authorized the expanded study, as well as the pre-approval for the electrical design, which includes the future plan plus the bio remediation.
I'm sorry, can I have three layers
of Schaefer.
Balls.
Balls.
Floating balls.
B-A-L-L-S.
Okay.
Right.
So there are actually some lagoons you. Which yeah. do, you may have seen them.
Yeah, I have. I thought you had F-A-L-L.
No. No, no, okay. no. So in order to install that kind of electric service, we were discussing with DP&L potential line upgrades on Wolf Neck Road. Having auxiliary power available to us would let us to avoid this. So when you add it all up, we see four benefits. That's before we get paid. So I would request that you release this. And because I've heard before in the solar discussions, let's say view obstructions. And because, as you can imagine, this being the top of the berm of the lagoon, the panels would be here. So even if you're on the trail, the public won't see it, yeah. no matter what. So it does have a significant benefit. And we have built into the request a sinking fund for the removal at the end of life service. So, you know, because they have to come out, new panels have to come in, or we have to put a liner on it. So I prefer to have new panels, but that means the old ones have to be paid for to take them out and dispose of them. So keep your fingers crossed. I hope we get somebody to respond.
Sure, sure.
Not guaranteed.
You have a motion?
Yes, we do have a motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department. County Council approve a request for proposals from qualified solar developers to lease the effluent lagoon surface of the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will get the motion carried.
And this was made possible because we have the community solar facilities, which are right. approved and under the review from the Public Service Commission. So we couldn't have done that 5 years ago.
Right. I see that Middletown's doing this.
Middletown's doing something very
in two similar. Phases.
Yes.
Well, interesting, I was talking the other day that when they put them in, the panels are going to be like 2 feet narrower than the opening. Because I guess the opening goes down as it goes in, so as the fluid liquid goes down.
Yeah. So the
you got to allow for that.
The beauty of this is we can control the water level better.
Right.
So we want to keep it in a narrow range so we can cover more light. They have bigger openings because they have a significant difference in water levels.
Right. And theirs is going to go through DMAC.
Yes.
Because they're a member of DMAC, which we are not, obviously. Thank you.
Inside knowledge from the president.
Oh, sorry. You got it? Mr. Parker.
Afternoon, Mr. President, council members. Long morning. I've got just a couple quick hitters here. First item pertains to our ongoing T-hanger building project out at our airport. We awarded this, you'll probably recall, in March of this year to the Wayland Company. The amount of the award was $467,900. Project's pretty close to the finish line. We've got another, I'd say, 2 weeks, maybe mid-November, for commissioning and turnover of the building, so we're getting very close to the end here. The building review process with the fire marshal produced some comments that resulted in some additional items that were not accounted for in the awarded bid, and that's the subject of the memo here. The items included floor grounding receptacles, which we ended up installing outside of the T-hanger within the concrete apron. Interior fuel curb barriers is what they call them. Those prevent fuel spills, even though we don't do fueling or defueling in the T-hanger. In case we did,
sure.
The fueling has to be contained within each T-hanger unit. And the third thing was an additional fire separation wall. So those three things, we asked for pricing from Wayland. They submitted pricing to us. We've reviewed the breakdown of Wayland's pricing and recommend approval in the amount of $19,451 for the change order.
Okay, you have a motion?
Be it moved.
On recommendations of Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order one be approved in the amount of $19,451.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Second item is related to our Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvements Program. This initiative is Starlight Meadows Community, north of Milton.
Oh, hold up. Your mic didn't turn on, apparently.
There we go. That was my bad. Start over again. Our Chapter 96 SCI process, this is for Starlight Meadows Community. The memo outlines the items and actions that we performed thus far per code, which began with the community's original request for assistance in January of this year. So we completed all the steps up to and including the formal election, which was held last month on September 19th upstairs at the Engineering Administration Office. There were a total of 20 votes cast in the election. 17 votes were yes for the program to proceed. 3 notes were cast no. And as you'll know, the code stipulates we need a majority of votes that are cast to be in favor of the initiative for it to pass. So we do have that majority of votes cast for the community to proceed with the project. So based on the affirmative results of the election, the engineering department recommends approval of the resolution, which is in your packet, which will in turn trigger the necessary actions for this to produce bid documents, which we'll put out for public bid for the improvements.
Okay, you have a motion?
Not a motion, but I'll read the short title for the resolution.
That'd be good, sure.
That's all right.
Yep.
A resolution authorizing the Sussex County engineer to perform improvements and the Sussex County engineer in concert with the finance director to determine a uniform assessment rate for billing upon substantial completion of the improvements for the Starlight Meadows Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Cape and Lopin High School Cheerleading. They're requesting $5,000 for their NCAA Nationals. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $3,000, which was $1,000 for Mr. Schaefer and $500 from each of the other 4 council members. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer the current state champions $1,000 from the 3rd District of Camp.
Anybody else? Are we good?
I'll contribute $500.
How much? Okay. Is
$5,000.
I'll go for $1,000.
Okay.
They pointed out in their application they're not considered technically as a sport, so they have to raise their own money.
Huh. Yeah. Really? Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
To grant $2,500 to Cape and Lopin High School cheerleading for the NCAA Nationals. Being $1,000 in District 3 Council Bank account, $1,000 District 5 Council Bank account, $500 District 4 Council Bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Cape and Lopin Educational Foundation is requesting $3,000 for their teacher grant program. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $2,000, which was $1,000 for Mr. Schaefer and $1,000 for Mr. Hudson. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer $1,000 from the 3rd District account.
And I'll add $1,000 to that.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $2,000 to the Cape and Lopin Educational Foundation for the teacher grant program, being $1,000 in District 3 Council Bank account, $1,000 District 4 Council Bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Mariner Middle School's requesting $1,500 for their operational expenses for the National Junior Honor Society. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $1,500 for their BPA program from Ms. Green. Ms. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
So I will offer $1,000.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 to the Mariner Middle School National Junior Honor Society for NJHS 2023-2024. That'll be $1,000 from District 2 Council Bank account. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Five yes, motion carried.
Okay, and the last one is Delmarva Council of Boy Scouts of America is requesting $5,000 for their Sussex County Distinguished Citizens Award event fundraiser. Last grant for this program was the amount of $1,000 from the countywide youth program. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda, and it still qualifies for a countywide youth grant.
Right, and this does benefit the scouts in Sussex County. So I will give $1,000 from District 1. I would suggest we give $1,000 from countywide youth grant. And then anybody else wants to do something, that's fine too.
I'll give $1,000.
And I'll do $1,000 as well.
I'll do $500 as I'm getting low on funds.
Okay.
And I'll do $500.
Okay, so get all these down here right now. Okay, so we got $5,000 to Delmarva Council of Boy Scouts of America for scouting support, being $1,000 from District 1 Council Mag account, $1,000 from District 5 Council Mag account, $1,000 District 4 Council Mag account, $500 District 3 Council Mag account, $500 District 2 Council Mag account, and $1,000 countywide youth grant. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Iowa yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction, proposed zoning ordinances.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have two. The first one's in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.46 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
The next one is also Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.94 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce
it. Riley introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Okay, we will entertain a motion to go in recess until 1:30 public hearings.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Okay. Mr. Schaefer. Question on a motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Iowa yes, now recess until 1:30. That's like 13 minutes, I guess.